attended the Riverside Theatre to watch the Ulster Youth Jazz Orchestra. Ken Jordan, conductor, spoke to me about his experiences as conductor of the Ulster Youth Jazz Orchestra.
I worked in Boonac for four summers, you probably know a bit about in university here, and I worked in a summer camp in New Jersey in arts and music, and they did all kind of stuff. And the kids had a great time. I had a much better time. It was really good. I even met my wife there in the last year. And I was a teacher. And coming back the next year, I thought to myself, right, well, I saw my pupils. I was a brass teacher coming, and they hadn't played the instruments all summer. And we decided to start a summer course. A fellow called Jerry Magatazzi and myself did a little summer course. And the first year we had so many people that we decided to start a band. That was 1993. And it's been going 19 years now. So next year's our 20th year. So we've been going from strength to strength every year.
So that'll be a big year for you. Have you got many things planned?
Well, we're looking ahead at things that I'm trying to do. Hopefully going on a tour summer. We've been a few tours, but hopefully during the summer of next summer, not this summer, but the next summer, hopefully head across to the continent somewhere or other. I have another band called the Ken Jordan Jazz Orchestra, just to let them know who the boss is. Who are people who have grown up through the band, and they play every the last Monday of the month in the Northern Wig. And so we'll be organising a concert with them, people who have grown up through the ranks, as it were, with the present Ulster Youth Jazz Orchestra, do a special concert, maybe bring back some people to play in that.
Some old faces,
yeah.
Brilliant. Tell me a wee bit about your prizes. I believe you won a BBC
prize. We've won a few. The first one we won was the Bass Arts Award, which was great because it was $5,000, which is really good.
Happy days.
And that took us away to Austria one year, so it did. Well, it helped us. We've won the BBC Band of the Year competition, which was great on our first time going in for it, and that was good because we got a national broadcast, live broadcast out of that, which was great. We've won the there's a few other ones. We've got the National Festival of Music for Youth. We won that, and we've been to the school proms in the Royal Albert Hall twice, which is really fun. A real pinnacle of our existence, as it were. And we were awarded by the Derry Jazz and Big Band Festival an award just for our achievements, as it were.
Great. And I believe you've been on tour all over Europe.
Oh, we've been away about six times. It's a bit of a reward. It's more like a holiday and performing.
Or yeah.
We 2 years ago we were away two summers. We went to Normandy. So it was performing of three or four gigs, but basically a sort of award at the end of it all for all the hard work. Yeah.
And is it true what they say about Northern Ireland audiences, that they're the best?
Well, of course, yes. Yeah, so we're playing tonight in the Riverside, and we've been here many times, and we look forward to it. And it's a real highlight of our year performing here.
Coming home,
yeah, very much so.
And what is the best thing about working with youth?
The learning curve, I think, is fantastic, and seeing people who come into the band and who are maybe 15, 16, and they're just okay, and suddenly they get a real buzz for it, and they're just they become real jazz enthusiasts, and they playing improves, their knowledge improves, and they come out the other end a few years later, and they're musicians.